Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Today, we want to examine Philemon verse 6. There's only one chapter, of course, so we don't say chapter 1, verse 6. We just say Philemon verse 6, and we're going to take a close look at Paul's prayer for Philemon, Paul's petitions for Philemon, Paul's goals for Philemon. It's very instructive, and it's found in the Thanksgiving section, but we have pretty much skipped over verse 6 because that's petition instead of giving of thanks. So we're actually returning to the Thanksgiving section of Paul's epistle to Philemon, which is, as you know, a personal letter to a friend about a friend. It begins with the customary salutation in verses 1 through 3, and then the secondarily customary giving of thanks in verses 4 through 7. But Paul combines thanks with prayer. He gives reasons for his thanksgiving to God in verses 5 and 7, but petitions for Philemon in his prayer of thanks to God. And that's what we're going to look at today on this Wednesday, October 11. We're glad you're aboard. We are very grateful for those radio listeners whose financial gifts enable us to carry out this ministry on this station. Well, I read the section. Verse 4, I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers, hearing of your love and faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints. And then here's the petitions, that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For, verse 7, we have great joy and consolation in your love because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed by you, brother. Well, back to Paul's petitions for Philemon, verse 6, that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Now, I need to tell you that this is, in fact, a very challenging text, one that is considered by most commentators to be the most difficult in the entire epistle. Some of the difficulty has to do with the exact meaning of some of the words that are used. As you know, some words have a wide variety of meanings. We have that in the English language. There are some words that, if you look them up in the dictionary, you will have meaning 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Depends upon how big a dictionary you're using. You might end up with 12 or 15 or 18 different meanings for the same word. Some of them will be closely related, but some of them are often rather widely divergent. And of course, the same thing is true in every language. It is certainly true in the Greek language. So, in this text, some of the words have a variety of meanings, and the challenge is to find the exact one that Paul intended when he chose that word. Now, the context helps. The context is generally helpful to narrow down the choices of the possible meanings of the word. Just because a word has, say, 10 meanings doesn't mean that any one of the 10 is a valid possibility in every place where it is used. The context will narrow that down, sometimes completely. Sometimes the context makes it very clear which of the several possible meanings are intended, but when the context allows for several different meanings, then, of course, the proper interpretation of the text becomes more difficult. So, what are the words that we are looking at here? Words and then phrases. First of all, the word sharing. Paul prays that the sharing of your faith, and faith is the second word which we need to examine. And he says that the sharing of your faith may become effective. And there's a third word that we need to examine carefully. And then he says, by the acknowledgement of every good thing. And that word acknowledgement must be examined. And then a couple of phrases. The phrase of every good thing which is in you. And also the phrase in Christ Jesus. And all of these have some variation that is possible within these various words and phrases. So here we go, trying to understand what the Holy Spirit of God had in mind for us when he included this petition of Paul to God for Philemon. All right, first of all, sharing. What does he have in mind there? That the sharing of your faith. Sharing, here's the Greek word, is koinonia, which many of you will recognize because that is one of the most common words in the Greek New Testament, and it is one of the richest words in the Greek New Testament, and it is often used in the English vocabulary. It is taken into Christian English vocabulary and used straight out of the Greek. So sometimes you will have a koinonia or koinonia Bible class in a church, or a koinonia men's fellowship, or something of that nature. And that's getting you in the right direction of what this word koinonia means. It means fellowship. At least that's the way it's translated in most translations. But it also can very accurately have this translation that we have in my translation, the one that I'm using, the word sharing. Some Bibles will say that the fellowship of your faith may become effective. But my Bible says that the sharing of your faith may become effective. Now, all of that is based upon the same Greek word, koinonia, but it all depends on what does Paul mean here. And actually, this idea of sharing is found, for example, in Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 16, and elsewhere in that fourth chapter, where Paul uses this word, sharing, to mean literally the sharing of material possessions. That's what the Philippians did, and he thanked God that they fellowshipped with him in the gospel, that is, they supported him financially, that they sent a gift to him time and again. That's exactly what he's thanking them for in Philippians 4. Let's look at it. Verse 14, nevertheless, you have done well that you shared in my distress, koinonia. Now, you Philippians know that also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me, koinonia, concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again for my necessities. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account, and so forth. So there the word koinonia, translated sharing, very, very accurately translated sharing, obviously means the sharing of material possessions. Is that what Paul means in Philippians verse 6? Does he mean fellowship? In the rather broad and general sense that we use that word to fellowship with one another? Does he mean sharing, as in the sharing of your material resources? Or there's another word, and that is the word partnership or participation with. That particular concept of the word koinonia is used in 1 John chapter 1, verses 3, 6, and 7. I find that and read it now to you. 1 John 1:6. If we say that we have fellowship with him, my translation says, if we say that we have partnership with him or participation with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have partnership with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, and so forth, I'll stop there. That's the idea, partnership. In fact, he said in verse 3, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, partnership, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. So, here are at least three meanings of this word koinonia. It can mean fellowship in a broad general sense. It can mean sharing of material resources. It can mean partnership or participation with. Now, the question is, what does it mean here? And I'm not going to try to answer that question yet. We'll come back to it later after we have examined some of the other words. Because Paul goes on to say that the koinonia of your faith. Faith. Now, this word, Greek word, common word, pistos, as many of you also will know, can be translated faith, faithful, or faithfulness. In other words, it can refer to the act of believing, the exercise of faith. It can refer to the message believed. We contend for the faith, which was once for all delivered unto the saints. That is the message. We're contending for the message, the gospel, the truth, the content, the teaching that we call the Christian faith, the message believed. Or we can talk in terms, using the same word, of the resulting life, as, for example, when we talk about a community of faith, or people who have life-precious faith. And there, the word obviously has the idea of exercising faith, the idea of believing, a community of believers, or those of like-precious faith, that is, who believe the same things. But it also has the connotations of the resulting life. We have the community of faith, that's a community of people who have believed unto salvation and therefore have been born again and share the life of God, which is not only shared with God, for God shares his life with us, but also we share it with one another, because the same Holy Spirit who indwells me indwells you and joins us all together in the body of Christ, and we all share one life. Now, all of that can be drawn out of that same word, pistos, faith. So again, the question is, how is Paul using that word here when he says that the sharing, the koinonia of your faith may become something? And then we even go on further to the word effective, which is an interesting word. The Greek word is energēs. It sounds very much like our English word energy, and there's a reason for that, because that's really getting very close to the meaning here. That which is active, energetic, powerful, and thus effective. It's something that is active and powerful and accomplishes its intended purpose. It is effective because it is working energetically to accomplish a purpose. Wow. And we're just getting started in this verse, and we've run out of time. So please join me again tomorrow. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.